Well, hello there, you good and wonderful folk of Audioboo, Facebook and Twitter. Welcome along. It's a Monday evening and you're very welcome to join me as, I just do a few household chores to catch up whilst I'm catching up with you good folks. Okay, so I'm just going to do some washing first of all. So just put the heat to the hot stuff on. Warm with water, that is not warm. It's lukewarm, but not warm. That's warm enough. Little drop of empty water. Right. Right, okay. Right, let's get that in the what's the liquid to do? Let's hope. Okay. So, I have done with you lot, and I hope you guys had a good weekend, and it's quite busy for me, to the audio booing for you good folks on Saturday afternoon, and then we also went and, I don't know, you'll show you yourself as well, as you do, that is club, like so. Scrubby, right. Okay, there you go, that's an easy shot. That's, apologies, at this point, I've about as boring as a wet weekend in Mogadogatoyn, wherever Mogadogatoyn is. If you know where it is, audioboo.fm/RoddyJenkins. Right, that's the first part. What we'll do now is move the bin out of the way. Like so. Right. Okay. Let's move those. Where's it? It's too bad. Oh, do yourself toiletries. Am I going to get bloody use for 25% off toiletries? Boots. Arbor chemists. And hot sauce. Oh, so let's put that there. Fill that up with water. Whiskey. I don't think his father will tell you. Don't do this thought if you do that. Filling up. Let's get the creamer. Right, take one third cup of cleaner. Yeah, bollocks. Clean yet, but you never know. Right, okay. Yeah, should be adequate. Right. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to move the thing over there. I'm going to put you over there, like so, and we'll get to that in the water floor. Right, yeah, as I say, we had a interesting weekend. Well, why it was interesting as well, I mean, it kind of rained on Saturday. I was thinking, great, typical, just what you want. I mean, okay, Saturday morning I was doing some prep for my radio show that I do every Sunday afternoon on BradyStateRadio.org.uk. That is. So let's stick the washing kitchen floor because it needs to be on the sticky side and needs to be clean, like so. Right. And it was kind of. Get down there between the cooker and that. And it was interesting because, I mean, as I said, I've done some prep work, back out of the way, prior to going out, and I thought, I need to go out because I need to record an audio poo. Partly because I need it, if I do this feature every Sunday afternoon, called The Sunday Stroll on Redstone Radio. And usually I record an audio poo, basically. And I'll be just walking around the area, around Bristol, Bath or wherever, Somerset, South Gloss, and I usually just sort of kind of think to myself, okay, right, I need to record a piece there, and yeah, we can then record it. I usually tend to do like 15 minutes or so, sometimes less, sometimes, usually, yeah, but most of the time, less than a second, I'm just going, excuse me, so what we basically do is so they're going to record an audio boo, so you can listen to some of them in the past, audioboo.fm, /Roddy Jenkins, capital J, or some people might say capital J, but either way you do it, it'll get to me. There we go. This is getting a good scrub. This is filthy. Yeah. I get your foot getting so filthy. Right, anyway. Give it a bit of a scrub there. Let's get this down there. Treat the washing machine. The dishwasher. Right. There we go. Right. It's going out there. Right. La 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 la. Waitrose bag of your rockets, obviously, are available. Right, okay. And yeah, as I say, what we tend to do, let me go over there, is go and record a stroll. Usually about between, well, if you're up to 50 minutes in length, really. That Phoenix is, fills up 50 minutes of time. You should be going, you join me here, and when you go, have a list for yourselves. And, so, I'm just giving the kitchen floor a bit of a scrub. And we did that. So we recorded that at What's Up on the Downs. And in Clifton, Bristol, it's the salubrious part of the very, very posh part of Bristol, do you understand? And we kind of recorded that piece. I think I did about 13, 40 minutes or so. We don't care, could have been better. I suppose I get a bit like this on audio poos. Just come on doing it for a special friend. Yeah, I just felt, yeah, you want to do something decent. You don't want to try any old crap, mind you. Try any old crap, and what am I doing now? But no, this is another request, so here goes. Anyway, I've been asked to do a 50-minute audio poo tonight, so 50 minutes it shall be, as we give this floor a nice scrub. Like so, and likey so, there we go. Right, okay, let that dry overnight. There we are, oops, just go over there. Right, can we just move that over there? Right, let's go. And so that we did that on the Saturday, came back. And I actually went to the pub twice on Saturday, and I know. If you regular this, it's audioboo.fm, because that's really junkers. We'll know that currently I'm abstaining from alcohol. It's a bit odd that I thought, could I actually go to a pub and not drink alcohol? The answer is yes, you can. And some pub, one bar, and the second pub, went to Atlantico. I wasn't planning on the second one, incidentally, but called nature, as per usual, you know. Anyway, whatever you drink, whether it's alcohol or not, yeah. So you need to go like clappers, don't you? But I apologise for getting graphical there, which Ted Person and Mike be doing at all. So anyway, I can say graphical's not doing this, is it? Right. That's all that's done. Floor wise. So, get that squeeze. No, I should do the trick, isn't it? Oh, you missed a bit. Why do you always miss it, don't you? Okay. I found when we were in the pub, it was one pub, the second pub I went to. The landlord hadn't seen for ages, and he hadn't seen me for ages either. I don't think he'd been, open at all. He did admit and confess, yeah, he did have sort of kind of strange opening hours, which I suppose it is a pub that's predominantly frequented by students. It's understandable, it's close to the University of Bristol. And so I always go past it. Okay, obviously it's must be holiday time for the students, and you know, so you sort of think to yourself, okay, right, well, that sort of stops me from going there. Right, that I think is done. I need that there, put that there, and I'll take you out to the kitchen. And so, yes, that's how I understand it. And the second guy, as I say, get around to doing the story this very late. Doing a Ryan Corbett monologue here. Again, distracting on this bit, but he got a CPU, by the way. That's actually an interesting treat. It's like, I told you, didn't I? Yeah. So there's somebody obviously purporting to be Lizzie or Queenie, and they treat it, actually. Gave Ronnie Corbett his CBA today. Almost 90 at him because I thought he was kneeling down. Awkward, you know. And, oh, quite... I laughed and I retweeted it. And no doubt, tons of other people retweeted it on Twitter as well. That's twitter.com. And of course, that's Roddy Jenkins. You can see it. So I'm just going to have a blast of the old inhaler. Yeah, sound effects and everything. You know, you're just going to walk to Nord tonight, I tell you. So, yeah, I was in the pub and the guy was really impressed that I was having sort of going, not drinking, and you know, said, well, I would add your stuff. Oh, well, we can do it. You don't necessarily need, you know, stamina or will. But yeah, I suppose you probably, okay, yeah. To an extent, you may need a little bit of willpower. Got rid of reading some of these papers. And, so I'm digressing again, aren't I? And so basically, the observation is that he was really impressed. I thought, yeah, the way we could do it, you know, pretty mind you. So, yeah, you could probably do it. And you could surprise yourself. Okay, look at myself this afternoon. I've discovered I've still got quite a lot of flab. And yeah, okay, I'm getting my teeth knotted here. How can your teeth get knotted? I don't know. Anyway, I'm getting graphical again. That's what I'm trying to say. As we recover from strenuous activities of washing the kitchen floor on a Monday night. Anyway, and what were we talking about? A minute. Got about 2 minutes out. Think. Talk about yourselves. Keep talking. What the hell was I talking about? I lost myself completely. It's not good, is it? Bring around to it your willpower. Oh, yeah, willpower. That's it. Yeah, willpower. Yeah, I think. I did that. What on earth was that? Oh, yes, I did. Yeah, and I was washing the floor. Yes, said that. No, we're talking about willpower. That's it, yes. And I'm saying, because obviously, as you may or may not be aware, this is your first foray into the world of Roddy Jenkins here on audioboo.fm. I am having a dry month. Well, pretty big, that's not true, because obviously I'm drinking caffeine, I'm drinking soft drinks, obviously. I am drinking. Yeah, not sort of boycotting. Even boycotting, you're just abstaining from alcohol. So that's spirits, whiskey, whiskey is spirits, I suppose, beer, stout, lager. Why is it spelled lager but pronounced lager? What's that all about? And those alcohol, but they still make alcohol pop. God, you remember those back in the 90s? Let's go for a hooch. I've been known to drink can't even say the damn thing now. Bacardi Breeze, even. Other sort of mixers and sort of popular drinks, alcoholic beverages, obviously, are available. And, oh yes, one thing I forgot to mention, folks, is that yesterday morning, prior to going to Bradley Stoke, I queued up to purchase a ticket for this year's Bristol Beer Festival, organised by Campaigns for Real and the Bristol branch. And that's, I bought the ticket for the Saturday evening, which is the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day. So we may have a pint of Guinness in the afternoon, watching the rugby, and then go and have some sort of real meat, or we may not. I don't know, we'll just see how we feel, basically. Anyway, we will be sampling some real though. Some, if not all, of the real that's left. The problem is, when you go on the Saturday night, and I'm going to get a couple of minutes, so I'm just going to have to... I think it's going to happen.